to Saturday AM Live with Vance Rogers.
Well, I want to welcome everybody to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers, and today we have a fantastic guest with us. Harry, if you're on the line, you can speak now or forever hold your peace.
Well, I'll speak now.
Yeah. And that's where I always kind of lean forward. My eyebrows go up a little bit because if there's nobody there, then Vance will pitch it and chat for a little bit. Harry, before we jump in and get underway, I want to remind everybody that after we conclude with our guest, I will open up the line for Q&A if you've got questions, comments, concerns, about anything and everything. And I do have quite a few announcements that I'll give at that point. So until then, let's jump in to Mr. Harry Henderson. And Harry, you have to remind me, because I know that for people that work in the judicial system or in the court system as a variety of different occupations, isn't there a like a Esquire or something that usually follows your name as a professional attorney?
I'm not sure the legal precedent for that, Vance, but a lot of people do use it. So I'll take it either way.
And Harry, for the record, you hail from New Orleans, Louisiana, and you, well, you're just a great guy. And I got to know you through my father. Dad introduced me a few years ago at an Econ convention, and it's just been a fun, long-distance friendship. But can we go back to how you got it? What made you, as a kid, grow up to be an attorney and become a professional sports agent or manager, and then how that all developed into NECAN?
Okay, sounds like three or four questions there, but I'm really from Alexandria, Louisiana, where right in the middle of the state, about 200 miles northwest of New Orleans. And my dad was an attorney also, the LSU graduate, and as a kid, we would go to all the, take the train, I was about 7 or 8 years old, and go to the LSU football games, and that was my first involvement with adults, and I thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
So you got bit by the Tigers real early, then, in other words.
I was there for their national championship in 58, their first one, and just kind of grew up with it. In fact, most people think I'm from LSU, and actually I'm a Tulane law graduate in 71, but my dad was involved in the oil business and had connections with the Bush family, the St. Louis Cardinals, and the Boston Red Sox. He worked for Mr. Yawkey, who at the time owned the Red Sox, leasing oil and gas leases all over the country. So he worked with people, and he was a negotiator, and teaching me multiplication tables when I'm like 10 or 11, and I was resistant like any almost teenager. I didn't see the use, and I thought it was a lot of bother. And but later on, it came in real handy. So other people will be writing things down at the table. You'll already have the number in your head, so you'll be ahead of the game. So
wow. So basically, the occupation model before you, and you just followed suit.
Yeah, I just followed suit. He was, he took me around the country, and I'm sitting in the owner's box of the Red Sox. And I thought all 7 or 8, 9 year olds did that stuff. But
okay.
Anyway, I didn't know any better, and, I played high school sports. I was on the tennis team, and I played in college. And, so I've always been around sports. A gentleman approached me, and, I'll never forget it. He says, "I think we ought to play one time. I saw you play, and we play about the same." And I looked at my friend and said, "I can kick his ass. I don't know what he's talking about." And so we played, and I had stayed out too late and didn't have my proper rest, and he beat me. And I don't know, you just didn't seem to play as well today as I thought you played last week. He said, "Well, I didn't. I'd like a rematch." No problem. Anyway, we played the next week, and I beat him 6-0, 6-0. "Man, you're so competitive. I've never been beat that bad at tennis." He had played some professional baseball. He was a good athlete. And he said, "God, I've never been around anyone so much into the sports." And he says, why don't you become a sports agent? I said, well, what's that about? And he said, well, I know a guy who did it. And the guy represented Johnny Unitas and Fran Tarkin and Bubba Smith and Coach Don Shula and Jimmy Brown, the running back, all these famous people. And I said, gee, that would be an honor to meet this gentleman. I flew to San Francisco, and he lives in Tiburon, and met him. And he said, well, if you want to recruit, you know, if you sounds like you're into it. And so we started a business and together in 1981, and we had 4 10th-round draft choices, and that was an auspicious start. I did have a first-round basketball player, Larry Drew, who's recently the coach of the Milwaukee Bucks and had been the coach of the Atlanta Hawks for a while. Anyway, I just got bitten by that and pretty good at the negotiations, and did some contracts in 83, represented a gold medal winner in the Olympics, Ron Brown, and introduced me to another gentleman who was faster than him, Sam Grady from Tennessee. Sam ended up winning the silver medal in the Olympics, and they won the 4x100 relay, and it was sort of a charmed life I was leading with the athletes. As long as you represent the top players, now, if you don't get the top player of the lower echelon, I'm going to say it's not good because it's very rewarding, but you know, it's just a little tougher. They really give you the treatment when you represent the stars. They give you the star treatment. So.
Oh, sure. And I would imagine, having seen the recent movie with Kevin Costner and Jennifer Garner and a huge cast of other amazing actors and actresses, that Draft Day is the one I'm referring to is probably pretty accurate, or maybe even somewhat accurate.
Very accurate, just like Jerry Maguire was very accurate.
Okay.
Specialty, but they've done a good job with these movies. They really have.
Okay. And if you're not a movie person, it's just a point of reference. Our oldest daughter recently saw the movie and was just enamored by it because it's the real world, and it's part of that world that we may not be involved in, but people, and we're all people. I want to take a stab in the dark here, Harry. Besides doing that, and as I mentioned, you're an attorney, and recently you and I have had this conversation. Actually, it was about a year ago when we were together at the Las Vegas Nikon convention, that you're representing quite a few clients who had property damage as a result of the BP oil spill.
Got involved and had a lot of success with BP clients.
Okay. And there's a lot of property along the Gulf Shore, and that's definitely takes somebody to arbitrate on their behalf. I'm most curious is how does, and I think at the last time you shared with us on the call, I asked the same question, how does an attorney, and a professional sports agent, one who is trained and day to day, is going to be, I'm wrong in this, but going to be a little more skeptical, or a little more cautious, rather than taking everything with a grain of salt. How does one like yourself become associated with a company like Nikon?
Well, I went to a breakfast meeting. I've always been into the networking and meeting people, and I went to a breakfast meeting with a gentleman by the name of Neil Bertucci. He's the brother of Barbara Bertucci, who was Barbara Bertucci Bono at one time, but I went with Neil, and he made a presentation, and it was very good. It was very interesting. He wanted to do the strength and balance test in front of the federal judges, and I just was not comfortable with that. I'll do the strength test with you, but go out in the hallway. There was a bar next door. I said, I just don't want to do it in front of these gentlemen, but I'm sort of a liberal to begin with, and as far as my thinking, but I'm a Republican more as far as business, and so I don't know what these gentlemen think of me, and they're conservative judges. The federal judges are usually very conservative, and I just didn't want to. I didn't know what he was doing. That's what I was concerned.
Sure, sure.
So he did the strength and balance test, and I was blown away. He said, would you join me in this? And I said, well, how much is it? He told me at the time, $50. I said, sure. So he'll tell you the story, though. He's never had a more difficult person to deal with because I just bombarded him with questions. I was relentless. And how did this work and so on, and how come I've never heard of it? I was intrigued because I had never heard of Big Ken. Like, you know, how come I've never heard of it? Because I read a lot and I'm very current with them. That's how it kind of got me in. In fact, he had me going to a human being more like 2 or 3 days later, and I said, I'm confused. I was really confused.
This is what I do
in court. I try to confuse the other side, you know, so that maybe you make a mistake or something, or in negotiation. You know, they might give me more money than I thought they were going to give me. Anyway.
Well, I'm sitting here thinking if you were, not necessarily appalled, but if you were uncomfortable with an energy test, the strength and balance test, I can only imagine what was going through your head, going through humans being more, trying to explain or trying to figure out and process all these different exercises that are not your typical, way of American thinking, if I could say it that way, because we don't typically do this kind of stuff to get in touch with our mind and our heart and how it all relates together. That, you know, the concept of humans being more, the concept of balance in all five pillars, this had to be way out there for you.
Well, actually, I was not uncomfortable with the strength and balance. I was just like, I thought I was getting involved with a company that had Japanese products, and then I'm going to the humans being more. I was not lost, but I was lost. I was confused, I think, on what the heck is going on here. So, he gave me the whole treatment, and, so I got involved and, went to some of the trainings. In fact, when I went silver, I said, if I can make 20%, I mean, why not, if I'm gonna do this, I felt I needed to make money at it in some way, or at least cover my expenses. So I went silver, and then they talked about the gold training, went with the group to the gold training, and setting goals. And you hear all these people up here doing this stuff, and I'm with them, and I'm a little lost with the whole process, but I pick it up. I mean, I give speeches and different things. I read a lot, and I like speaking, so that's no problem. But they set goals, and I'm going, well, heck, I can do that, too. I ended up that I'd go gold in 2 or 3 months after the event. And I think it took me 4 months. And at this point,
you have not yet once said anything about a personal experience with Nikan Solutions. I'll jump back
because I was intrigued by the whole thing. In fact, I'm a tennis player. And I had the insult to hurt her rap last week. And boy, my tennis game really got better with the insult. I'm like, oh, what the heck is going on? In fact, the different players, they wanted to know what was going on. And of course, I'm not sharing the insults with them because I just didn't want to tell them my secret at the time. Of course, now I'll share it with anybody, but at the time I was competing in tennis matches and stuff and excelling and winning trophies, and for 3 years I was just much better. I mean, I was a better tennis player. In fact, I was, with my group, I was not a pro, but with the A level players, I was undefeated. I was wondering why I was playing better, and I just, with the Nikan Solutions, particularly the insoles, and I like to see him playing too. You get there much quicker to the ball, and you get to the ball quicker, you set up and make better shots, and heard the results with different athletes along the way. In fact, it was good to hear about her because she had such great results with my tennis level was much higher with the solution. And it just kind of grew and evolved, and I enjoy the big events like the one coming up in San Antonio. I really enjoy the Nikan people, because if I'm talking about this and get people involved, and going to the big event was sort of my reward.
Okay, so how does one? I'm curious because in any occupation, in any profession, you're comfortable talking to people in your profession and whatnot. How does an attorney when you're talking to a client or, again, a colleague, how does one bring up and bridge the subject of Nikan? How do you do that?
Well, I don't usually bring it up at first because they come to me as an attorney. I'm not saying I didn't cross the line and present it to people, but I wasn't very successful as the attorney at first. They come to me to get them to do the legal work, so I found that I had to handle the legal work first, and then once I got that handled out of the way, particularly with injury people, if they didn't have enough insurance, I would then introduce the Nikan solutions to them and invite them to events. And some of them caught on, and some of them didn't. So it's just like, it's sort of a hit and miss, but I would cover myself a little bit by saying it's a little different than anything I've ever done, and it was, I kind of fell into it, and I did, and it evolved, and I saw it, and I said, this is unbelievable. I mean, they work all the time. I kept testing them, and the results were always good.
Okay.
They're always great. They're always great.
And what, let me ask, because I know this is a question that's probably going through people's minds, because we all have our different favorite way of testing and showing people what the Nikan solutions will do. What is Harry Henderson's favorite test?
Well, it kind of depends on the person, because the strength and balance with the primate water, I mean, that really is it's really hard to comprehend. So I think it's a little easier with the insoles. So I prefer the insoles at first, and then I do the primate water. And I usually bring water with me, water bottle.
Okay.
The concentrate, which is still available, focus on growth. So those are the ways, and I just meet people and talk, and, it's worked for me, and it won't cost you anything to try it. It won't cost you much anyway.
Yeah.
It won't cost you anything. But, you've got nothing to lose compared to the cost of medication. So.
Sure. Sure. Okay. And having spent very, very little time of my life in medical institutions, I'm constantly meeting. I was at a Walgreens pharmacy the other day and watching these four pharmacists literally stumble over each other Thursday afternoon just trying to fill the amount of prescriptions. And this is not a very popular part of Portland or not that the demographics. It's just amazing, absolutely amazing how much our culture shifted that way and gotten away from natural preventative. Harry, speaking of natural preventative, I want to talk about Barbara. Bertucci, your upline was the one that brought this to my attention. Recently, I think it's been recently, or maybe it hasn't been, you had an encounter with your liver, with some enzymes that were a little higher, the numbers were a little higher than they should have been. Tell us about that.
Well, it wasn't recent. It was several years ago, but I had high liver enzymes, and I went to the doctor, and he wanted to do all these invasive things, and I was against it, and about the time the primate water came out, and so I was just at that point that the product could all work, so I just was getting the next product. But between the liver support, which I was on, the watership, and the primate water, I got to the physician, was diagnosed with high liver enzymes, and they wanted to do all these things, and so I just was against it. He did the ultrasound, but or do biopsies and different things. And I just, the biopsy process is really, he described it, and I said, no, that's not for me. And, but I was going in to get checked every 6 weeks, and he walks out of his office and says, your liver's okay. I was very argumentative. I couldn't believe it. I said, what do you mean? I'm coming here and it's a pretty serious problem. You tell me it's a serious problem, and 6 weeks later, I'm okay. And it was, he said, it has to be something, Henderson, you're doing. It's not nothing we've done because we haven't done any other tests you can help you with any cure or anything. You're not doing the biopsy. You don't really know, but we can do the testing and the blood test. And you have, your liver's okay now.
And I want to, you and I have talked about this, but for the record, for the folks listening right now, all you simply did was added the liver. You didn't increase the dosage. You didn't, you weren't taking double or triple the dosage of what it says on the bottle. You just simply added it to your routine.
Right. I just was following instructions. I didn't know at the time. I was not really as involved with knee cannon, studied it, and gotten involved with it like I later did. But at that time, I just said, I'll just take what's on the bottle, you know. I mean, it's going to help, and I combined with the water, and my liver's okay. And I was like, wow. So I didn't really know for sure, but I said that the only thing different I had been doing in those 6 weeks was the water, the Pymag water, and the shower, and drinking the water and using the shower, and the liver support. I just took what was on the prescribed. It's prescribed three, so I took three. So I was not, I didn't know that this was going to work. This was fine.
And I think when you mentioned the shower, I think it's important to note here is that we've had several guests share on the line the importance of, and I'm trying to think of the, I know it was a young lady, and I can't remember who it was, but she specifically said that when I don't use, if I'm traveling, if I'm away from home, oh, I know who it was. It was, I'd have to dig back to my notes to find her name, but she is a Susan Knapp, who was diagnosed a few years ago with MS. And she said, the difference if I don't use the Niken shower head and I'm not bathing underneath of that clean, magnetized, you know, hydrating water, that my body suffers. Because our skin is what many describe as our third kidney or our second liver. It's a filtering agent. It's a filtering device. It has to filter out all those toxins, the chemicals that are in the air, and especially when they're in the water, they absorb right through the skin. And it would definitely affect one's liver. Lately, if you said that happened years ago, Harry, what are your numbers at now? Everything's normal as far as liver?
I'm back to normal, but I'm on all the nutritionals. I'm on the liver. I'm on the immunity. I'm on the lactoferrin. I'm on the men's products. And I'm big believer in the J-Clean stuff. So.
Okay.
My numbers are good. In fact, my cholesterol had gotten a little high and ended up over about a month period, dropping from 304 to 177, the cholesterol.
Wow.
That was good too. So.
That's really high.
Yeah.
And that's a big
control.
That's
a
big
person on sweets. So
yeah. But that's kind of a product of the environment you're in. I mean,
the food in New
Orleans. You can't be anywhere near New Orleans and not take part in beignets and gumbo and all the other things. And most of those things are not cooked the way that God intended us for us to eat. I want to finish with this.
We think it was intended.
Yeah. Well, I, as a relative of mine once said that, you know, God's going to give us a new body anyway, so why do we need to take care of this? Which is as far from the truth as we know we need to be. We only have one temple. We might as well take good care of it while we can. Harry, I'm curious from your perspective, and I really love your no-nonsense, laid-back, casual approach in methodically thinking in the way you talk about your story and to talk about what, you know, just what you just shared about the nutritionals. I'm just on everything, which is one of the highest and greatest benefits of our AutoShip program, which is why I joined fitness 19 years ago to get on the AutoShip, because we hadn't had it when I joined 22 years ago when we started with Niken. But to get that extra 10% discount on all the consumables, and prior to Niken, were you taking any food supplements or vitamins or any nutritionals to supplement what, you know, you ate?
No, well, I mean, as far as my group of friends and all, I felt I was a pretty good eater, but as far as, because I eat a lot of fish and a lot of salads, but evidently ate too much ice cream and too many snowballs and that kind of stuff, so. So I wasn't as good an eater as I thought I was. So I'm on the products come out, I got them, I travel with the I travel with the shower and I travel with the sleep system. I ship the pad to wherever I'm going. UPS, that's usually not that expensive. I went to a college reunion last October And if it's driving distance, I take it with me, along with a compact, a comforter, and a pillow everywhere I go. And, well, it's just pretty much my regimen. I don't travel without my products. In fact, I have more Nikon products, including the nutritional, in my bag than clothes. So, you know, I'm a big believer in the products. You have to be on the product. They all work, and they work well.
Okay. And for some people that would be labeled as an extreme.
Sure. Yes.
But when you know what you know and you know how your body responds favorably, that's kind of a no-brainer.
It's true.
Okay. Okay. For those of us who are either newer to Nikan, or maybe we struggle in our ability to share this with other people, and don't have the 100% belief in the products, like what you just said, that, you know, you send things ahead of you, or you're always going to have it. What advice would you give in understanding the validity and the necessity of what the Nikan solutions can and will do for our bodies? Why does Harry Henderson have such a strong 100% conviction that these products change our lives?
Well, I like going to the big events. That really opened it up for me. I mean, I was introduced by Neil and got on the products, but I really became sold when I went to the big events and saw all the people from all over the country. And I just went, wow, there are a lot of people using this. This is a big deal. The local area, you know, we have people using it, but it wasn't like thousands of people. You go to these conventions, there's thousands of people there. They're on the products too, and you hear these stories, which are just blowaway stories. And that's why I like your call on Saturday so much, because you're different people and you meet them at the conventions. You're just reminded of how great this is, how lucky we were to have the product. So I don't know, it's just if I believe in it, I believe in it. If I don't believe in it, I'll tell you in a second. So.
Okay. Okay. Well, Harry, it is, I asked you for 30 minutes of your time, and I have taken 30 minutes of your time, and I really, really appreciate this because you I know the folks at Nikan, and I'm going to mention this during my announcement segment this morning, that you have not crossed the line, you have not made any medical claims, you just simply shared your story, and I appreciate that about you because nobody can argue with it. And I keep thinking you presented the facts and as an attorney would, and I'm empowered and I'm also encouraged because I know that there are literally, as you said, there are thousands of people, other folks out there that are experiencing the same thing who just as you did, said, well, what have I got to lose? I might as well just check this out and start adding. And, Harry, I never did ask, or you never did say, how long has it been since you've been in Nikan? When did you join?
I joined 2001.
Okay. So 13 years ago then. Okay, and you've seen a lot in that 13 years, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. It's amazing. You know, they're always improving on their product, which is another great thing about the camera. They don't sit still on this being a great product. So.
Oh, that's just because the environment does matter. It changes. And, you know, 5, 7, even longer in the long end, 10 years ago, but even 5 years ago, most of the public facilities that we walk into were not wired for Wi-Fi and did not have negative EMF, you know, waves and signals transmitting all around us. And Nikan has responded favorably in increasing the benefit of even like the M-strides or any of the other things that we can put on our body to give us the upper edge for that. So, anyhow,
I've always been sort of at the forefront of that thinking too. I was the attorney who filed the first lawsuit to stop smoking in the Louisiana Superdome.
Mm.
I represent the American Lung Association, and that came to fruition. Now it's all over. People don't want smoking. Bars, restaurants, different places. So it's become sort of universal. So that's sort of it. Nikan's thinking fit the way I did things in my life. So
mm-hmm.
I stay here as long as I can to be as healthy as I can.
Henderson, Esquire, attorney from New Orleans, Louisiana, and also professional sports manager, agent, representative, and Nikan Wellness Consult has been our guest. And if you missed the beginning, or if you have a friend that might be in any of those professions or wants to hear his story, the recording will be posted at SaturdayAMLive.com. That's www.SaturdayAMLive.com. And look forward to seeing Harry at one of the big events, as he said, whether it's in San Antonio here in a couple weeks or next March at the International Convention. And I'll mention some more information about that in a couple minutes here. But thank you again, Harry. Appreciate it greatly.
Thank you for having me, Ben.
All right. Bye-bye for now, everyone.
To learn more about Nikan, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.